Well, now, what does a rock and roll band do after it breaks out of small town Texas to win a Grammy, watch its debut record go multi-platinum, and tour with the Rolling Stones? Well, Los Lonely Boys, a Tex-Mex blues rock trio of brothers, had a long-standing dream, not to buy an airplane or an island, but something closer to home. NPR's John Burnett reports.
When Henry, Jojo, and Ringo Garza are not on the road playing concerts, they're home in San Angelo, 3 hours west of Austin, in their custom body shop. With the flush of success, last year they opened the Texican Chop Shop. That's the sound of an orbital sander working on a midnight black 1967 Pontiac GTO, which, for those of you who care, has a modified 455 cubic inch engine, a Hurst shifter, dual hood scoops, and black leather bucket seats. The Texican Chop Shop restores vintage muscle cars, makes lowriders, and does custom paint jobs, like the Virgin of Guadalupe airbrushed on the hood of a 76 Monte Carlo. Henry Garza, the 28-year-old ponytailed oldest brother and lead guitarist, smokes a Camel in his sleeveless work shirt with Henry stitched on the chest.
It's definitely not what we're living off of, you know. Our music is always first, but this is just a way to help family and be a part of something that we also love. We love cars, man. We got cars.
But his guitar is never far away, always ready for a spur-of-the-moment blues jam. Though music is their life, cars are a close second. Jojo Garza is the 26-year-old bassist.
When I see an old car on the street, man, I don't think there's a better feeling than looking at a car like one of these old 39s or something that's completely taken from the ground up and been restored. I think these cars are like people in a way. You know, they all have their own stories.
And so here's the story behind Jojo's beloved 66 Chevy Chevelle.
When I was 15 years old, this was like the first car I really saw. I fell in love with it. I was like, man, I love that car, you know? Had these 5-star rims on it, and it was gold with a really nasty green interior, but it was beautiful.
The gold Chevelle with the ugly green interior disappeared from the streets of San Angelo, but love endures. 10 years later, when the band hit it big, he heard about the very same Chevelle, tracked it down, and bought it.
Hear that?
Today, the lean, stripped-down Chevelle, its engine throbbing, sits in the shop ready for restoration.
That is music to your ears right there, brother. Woo! Love it! That's my baby!
Mwah. 3 years ago, Los Lonely Boys' debut album, with its supernal harmonies and silken guitar riffs, sold 2.5 million copies. Their proud father declared them the Mexican Beatles. Though band members have been featured on covers of major music magazines, to listen to JoJo, that honor pales in comparison to making the recent cover of Fender Bender magazine.
That's bad, dude!
Last summer, Los Lonely Boys released their second studio CD, Sacred. It happened to be playing in the garage.
People were asking us in the beginning, well, what's your music? What do you call your music? And if you got to put a label on it, we might as well make up our own. So we said Texican rock and roll. And so that's really where Texican came from, is being, you know, a Mexican Texan. It's who we are.
And now, as the owners of the Texican Chop Shop, Los Lonely Boys is something else. You knew this was coming. Texas's most famous garage band. John Burnett, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.